It is 9:23. Joining us in the studio, like I said, we promise to change the world for you. We got Kate Golden. She's the stormwater manager here for the city of Lorain. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Man, oh man. So, you know, you are in a, this is like one of those jobs that maybe 20 years ago, probably would have been in that closet behind the janitor's closet, you know?
Right. Okay. It was very new.
Yeah, very new. But right now, this is something, stormwater management is getting to be a huge thing, isn't it?
It is.
So, I mean, now, again, you know, we're hearing all these new terms. We're getting all these new things thrown at us. People, you know, what's a watershed?
What is a watershed? That's a good question. So a watershed is just an area of land that drains to a common area, right? Okay. So here at where we sit in this radio station, you're part of the West Branch of the Black River watershed.
Okay.
It's just down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But that waterway flows into the main branch of the Black River. So it's all part of the larger Black River watershed.
Okay.
And that Black River, the Black River, drains into Lake Erie,
of
right?
Course, yeah.
In the city of Lorain. So you are part of, most of us are part of, all of us are part of multiple watersheds, and our daily activities can affect water quality in all of those.
Now, you know, if you're going to go down I-80 heading in towards Pennsylvania, let's say, and I can't remember if it's in the Ohio side or if it's actually just inside of Pennsylvania, but you're getting into the higher terrain there. There's actually a sign there that says you are leaving the Great Lakes watershed. Mm-hmm. Is that what that's talking about?
Absolutely. So there's a divide. You know, there's in Ohio, there's the north and south divide. So, you know, there's Lake Erie watershed and then there's the Ohio River watershed.
Okay.
So I don't ask me how far south that that ends or that starts, but the area that we live in northeastern Ohio, most of this area, well, all of this area is part of the Lake Erie watershed.
Okay. Now, again, that takes care of what a watershed is. Mm-hmm. So it does basically replenish the supply. It has to go somewhere.
Correct. Yeah. So, all the surface
water. And we always thought it always goes into the sewers. So, you know, then the first time homeowners, they come into this thing, they're saying, what? You mean I got two sewers?
No, it's crazy, isn't it?
I got something called a sanitary sewer,
right.
And I got something called a storm sewer.
Right.
Well, runoff. Now, does this supposed to end up in the storm sewer, right?
Correct. Yep, runoff. Stormwater runoff. Yep. So precipitation, any surface flow, effectively, outside.
Okay.
Goes into a storm sewer, whereas water in your home or businesses that's been in contact with humans. So showers, sinks, washing machines, toilets, all of those interior fixtures, those all drain into a common pipe under the house or the building that takes it out to the sanitary system in the street. And that takes it to a water treatment plant where it's treated to national standards before it's released into whatever water body it's released into.
Okay.
In the city of Lorain, it's the mouth of the Black River. It discharges into the lake.
Okay.
Now,
wastewater, does that get treated too?
Wastewater, that is wastewater. So that's sanitary water. Mm-hmm, yep, so that is wastewater.
Well, I mean, you know, storm water.
Storm water is not treated.
Really?
And that's the big differentiation and what a lot of people aren't aware of. And it just takes education to help people understand that the water that we come in contact with outside, whether it be from precipitation or whether it be from activities like washing cars or watering your lawn or whatever.
Emptying the pool.
Correct. Correct. And that's actually kind of regulated. So
that's happening right now.
It
because
is.
A lot of people are getting
it
their
is,
pools
yeah.
ready for the winter.
Right.
And as you have out all those chemicals in there, the you know, the bromine and the all that other stuff there, that goes directly back into the lake?
It does. It does. And that is why we care what's in that water. And that's why we care about programs like street sweeping programs, right, that help us remove pollutants from our roadways so that when water falls onto those roadways or is introduced into them and that water travels to those little catch basins, those little grates that you find in along the curb lines, that water all does go into the storm sewer system, again, which is a separate system than the sanitary system, and that travels untreated to whatever water body you're discharging to.
So in other words, well, now, you know, in fact, that's one of the other things now, too. Again, we're talking with Kate from, she's a stormwater manager from City of Lorain. Some of the water that comes in, like from farm fields and things like that, they use a lot of those chemicals, a lot of fertilizers, a lot of different things out there. And in fact, I know the state did a huge thing. They got this huge program going, H2 Ohio, going
on.
That is true.
And I'm impressed that you know about that program. Good for you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We have to report on that sometimes here, you know, right. You know, with our ag reports that we have in the morning.
Sure.
But still, in the same token, all that stuff goes out there. Now, some of the things that it produces in the lake is like algae blooms and all that other
stuff, right? Absolutely. So, increased nitrogen and phosphate levels in our waterways tend to lead to things that are not ideal, right? Mm-hmm. And those unideal situations are algal blooms that we see a lot, particularly in the Western Basin, which is to our west, because that area of the lake is shallower, right? So it warms up more quickly, and that warmth plus food equals growth. So
okay. Now, another, now we're talking about the disposal of waste, like it can harm fish and vegetations and things like that. Drinking water. How does that affect our drinking water? Because we get our water from Lake Erie.
We do, yeah. So understandably, the less clean our source waters are, you know, the waters that we're pulling water from, the more treatment that is required.
Okay.
So
can you get it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't work in the purification plants.
Well, I'm kind of worried. I'm kind of worried because some people, I don't want to be getting a nice tall cool glass of water and drinking somebody's Viagra.
I don't blame you. I understand that. That's a whole separate issue called PPCPs, pharmaceuticals and personal care products.
Yeah.
That are an issue, right? And it's something that people are aware of or not aware of. But, you know, I think kind of like on a larger scale, the more contaminants that we have in our waterways, the more complicated and the more costly it is to treat our water to ensure that it is safe for distribution.
So what you're saying is that's another reason why our water rates go up.
There's lots of reasons that happens.
Okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Now, I'm trying to put cost justification to our listeners out there to make sure that they know that
it's everything is related,
yeah,
you know, and municipal government and operation of water treatment facilities, both water purification facilities and wastewater treatment facilities, are costly, and the cost of the distribution of that, as well as the return of that, is costly. And you know, in addition to all of this other stuff, our infrastructure is aging, you know, because of the age of our communities. So, yeah, it's, you know, municipal governance is a complicated beast. But
to say the least.
It is complicated.
Again, we're talking with Kate. She is the storm sewer manager in Lorain, City of Lorain, the Storm Water Management Program. You able to stick around for just a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, great. Yeah, because we're going to step away, come back with your forecast, and we're going to actually talk about some things, some of the everyday activities we've already touched on, maybe add a few more to it, but also some of the things that we can do to help the water that goes out to the Great Lake Erie, that eventually ends in the Great Lake Erie, something we can do to make it a lot simpler, a lot easier for the lake to absorb and to stay alive and stay functional for us. You're tuned to the Cool Cat. It's the Wake Up Call, and we'll be right back.
Trusted names, trusted choices. Schlatter Insurance and Spirit.
6343. Doing residential and commercial work. Get your job on the schedule. Call now.
And right now, your 10-second weather brought to you by Grobe Fruit Farm. It's going to be sunny today, high 72. Partly cloudy tonight, 54 for a low. On Thursday, rain likely with a high of 68. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 56. Currently at the Cool Cat, it's sunny and 50 degrees. You know, Grobe's has a large selection of apples. They also got winter squash there, cabbage, animal apples, and their own homegrown potatoes, even in 50-pound bags. And don't forget to pick up Grobe's famous apple cider. Made fresh on premises, no additives, no preservatives, just pure goodness. Grobe Fruit Farm in Elyria, Route 113, open every day 9 to 6, and the LaGrange location on 301 north of downtown LaGrange. They're open from 10 until 6, Wednesdays through Sundays. And once again, Kate is, thank you for sticking around here, Kate Golden. She is the stormwater manager over at the City of Lorain. You know, we were talking about water going into the lake, and especially stormwater.
Correct.
Things that we can do to kind of help it. I mean, what are some of the causes of the junk getting in there into the water that heads up into our lake?
Sure. So there are several factors: industrial contributions, as well as contributions from construction activity. Mm-hmm. So those are managed separately by communities as well as the Ohio EPA. Through separate permit programs that require that industrial facilities and or construction activities are managed in a way that helps us protect our water quality assets, right?
Right. They're not just going to pour a gallon of gasoline down the storm sewer.
Correct. And there are things that we do to help control sediment, right, and erosion, with particularly within urban environments. And there are, but there are also things that we do in our average daily lives.
How about us homeowners?
Sure. So ensuring that pesticides and fertilizers that are used are being used per manufacturer's specifications. If you live or have property within about 50 feet of a waterway, you know, potentially not putting pesticides or fertilizers within, you know, that proximity to the waterway. Repairing auto leaks, you know, one drop of oil here and there, maybe not such a big deal, but when you multiply one drop of oil by the number of vehicles that drive around northeastern Ohio, all of a sudden we have a much larger problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a regional educational program called the Lake Erie Starts Here program, which is intended to help residents understand that, you know, the things that we're talking about. So the things that we're doing in our everyday life, walking our dogs, picking up dog waste, sweeping up yard debris rather than hosing it, you know, into the street. When you mow your lawn, don't put it in the street, right? Put those clippings back in your yard.
You know, you mentioned something about dogs. I have two of them.
Sure.
Okay. You know, and you're doing that. Man, you know, do the math. I saw some on your website, by the way, 30,635 pounds per day of
for this
doggy dookie
in Lorain County. Yep.
Doggy dookie. Just, I mean,
I think that's city of Lorain only. Yeah.
15 tons.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And that's why we say, you know, again, we don't think about what we're doing, you know, as individuals or as homeowners or as community members, as being much of an issue. Right. But when we multiply that by all of the other people in our communities that are doing the same thing, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
So helping people understand how, you know, to better manage pollutants or potential pollutants really does have a very marked outcome on water quality.
Wow. Okay. Oh, man. Now, again, you know, one of the things I saw here, too, you know, a lot of us, we like to wash our cars. We park them on the driveways. Mm-hmm. We go out there and do the thing. And,
you know,
we're out there kind of waxing and showing off to the neighbors, showing my beautiful vehicle. And then the neighbor next door is doing the same thing and everything like that.
Sure.
But according to your article, or according to your website, it says you should do it on the grass and let the grass do the digestion of all the thing.
Well, you know, paved surfaces, right, impervious surfaces, paved surfaces, concrete, asphalt, are very good conduits of water, right? And it's intended that way to help us manage drainage, particularly within urban communities. But when you put pollutants directly onto those surfaces, you're providing, you're providing an immediate entrance into the storm sewer. So yeah, putting it on a gravel parking, you know, parking pad or in your grass, where it's less likely to run into the street, can make a big difference.
Okay, just one little simple hint for the folks out there just to make sure that, you know, we helped to make sure that we protect the water integrity of our Great Lake Erie. And again, Kate Golden, she is the storm water manager with the City of Lorain. Anything else you'd like to add real quick? Where can folks get information?
Sure, they can visit our website, which is www.cityoflorain.org. The stormwater program, is managed by the engineering department. So under the engineering department's page on the City of Lorain website. Cool. You can also visit the websites of your community, whatever community you live in. Most communities within Northeastern Ohio are required to have these programs. In Lorain County, we work as a group, right, for this outreach. There have been other folks here with you guys in the past from other communities, Avon Lake included. That they manage the same program that I'm talking about, just in a different community. So if there are issues in your community, you can call your community. You can always call us in the City of Lorain Engineering Department, and we'll be happy to help.
Okay, great. Kate, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Don't be a stranger. Phyllis, give us an update sometime later on down the road.
We'll do.
So let us know how we're doing. Give us a report card.
Right, we'll do that.
Okay, sounds good. Again, that was Kate Golden. She's a stormwater manager over at the City of Lorain Stormwater Management Program right here on the Cool Cat 941. Here's the Beatles.